All right, Mookie, bad news. You didn't make it out of the heat, but that's fine because you got a season-best finish. And did you crash into main?
Yep, definitely crashed into main.
You still crashed and got a 10.
I still crashed, yep. Tore all my skin off.
Okay.
The messed up part is first lap, everybody, it was chaos. So I want to, before I start this interview, I want to say, you know, shout out to Braden. I hope he's okay. Yeah. I heard that he went down, and that's the reason why he's there was a red flag. So before the red flag, man, there was chaos all everywhere. Everybody's all over the place. And me and Baggett got into it right before the whoops. You know, it kind of cut me off a little bit, and I just went down and tweaked the whole bike up. And, you know, it's funny. I was like, here we go again. We're starting back to 22nd all over again. And it's funny. I look to my right, and I see a red flag, and I'm like, oh, well, somebody heard me. You know, I was like, all right. Yeah. So next thing you know, repeat. Try to go back there. Got a terrible start this time. Chaos everywhere. I rode around I probably sat around in 18th place because nobody was going nowhere, and everybody was just cutting each other off, this and that. And
a guy like a kind of talented guy like you, hard to make up time, right?
It was hard to make up time, but there was more so like the track was just tearing people apart.
And I mean,
there's a lot of factory riders that were getting lapped, that were just getting out of the race. I mean, It was
guys
crazy.
Guys pulling mechanics area like NASCAR.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie. I come out of the corner, right?
Yeah.
And I see a blue motorcycle come out of nowhere. I look and I'm like, Cooper.
Right.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Like out of the stands,
dude. I swear to God, it blew me away, and I was like, what just happened?
Yeah.
And it was great. I saw Baggett come out in and out. I saw Tomac. I'm like, what?
Chad was in there.
Chad was behind me, and I thought he lapped me, and I guess he wasn't lapped. And next thing you know, his bike blew up. Something happened. So I didn't know who was, you know. And it was funny too. It was the most craziest race I ever seen in my life.
This was
like worse than Geneva. Oh, like this is like insane. But
when you and Barsha were hitting each other in wide open?
But at least I know I only had one guy to worry about. This time I had guys come out of the mechanics area, guys going in the mechanics area. When you're supposed to turn right, your people were turning left. Yeah. So
did you know a position you were in? Because could you look at your board? Because that was in a shitty location. Did you have any idea where you were?
I was sitting in 10th, and I was like, there's no way I'm in 10th place. There's people coming out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what place I was. Yeah. I swear, if I could stop and look at the actual board, I could really tell where I was at. Overall, I mean, I came in this weekend saying I want to get top 10. No, I got a 10th. Right. I mean, it's the most ridiculous, craziest 10th I ever got, but we got a 10th. So at least I made some type of money because I tweaked my bike up pretty good. So all that money is going directly to that motorcycle, sure.
Just go grab some stuff from JGR over there.
Yeah, no, they need some help. So, you know, I can borrow a couple, you know, parts and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm definitely good.
Hey, one thing I was media time or no? Okay. Hey, one thing, Tomac went 3 in on that rhythm a couple times. So I was watching you. I was watching Brayton.
Don't start.
I mean, did you look it up? Did you eye it up?
I went 2, 3, 3.
Yeah.
Three.
Like, did you ever do 3 in?
No.
Okay.
Why? Because we had this conversation last weekend because I didn't do the quad.
You're a guy that I look for to jump things. I'm really sorry about that. You're a guy I'm like, if anybody's going to do it, it's going to be Mookie, it'll be Braden, it'll be dudes like that.
Well, I just, you know, I just wasn't feeling it this weekend. Right. Let's just do it this way. Now, but there is a quad.
Malcolm Stewart is afraid to jump. That'll be my headline.
No, that is not it. That is not it. No, Malcolm Stewart is definitely not afraid of anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Not afraid of anything. You know what? Matter of fact, why don't you go down to the line and you know, Alex Ray, he needed a mechanic.
Yeah, in the main,
He made it.
Yeah.
You gave up on him.
Yeah.
What happened?
He's made the main every week except for the last four, except for the one I work for.
So it's a mechanic issue.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, listen, top 10, you'll take it, move on, and we'll see you in Minneapolis. All right, thanks, man.
All right, thank you.